This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
All right, that's why these polls could be all over the map, but one stood out, a Fox News poll today that has Doug Jones leading Republican Roy Moore by 10 points, the pollster Frank Luntz. Frank, always good to have you. Polls, I don't think I've ever seen such disparity in polls, sometimes coming out the very same day. What's going on?
I've told people don't pay attention to them because you really don't know what's going to happen. At a 20, let's say that you're right, that there's a 20% turnout. Who turns out determines who wins. I don't see the same kind of excitement in the African-American community, which will be somewhere between 95 and 97% for Doug Jones. I do see tremendous excitement with conservatives trying to state a message in favor of Moore and against the Democrats and the elitists in Washington, D.C. That said, I can't call it, and I've never been afraid to call an election up to this point, wow, because I don't know the makeup of that actual electorate tomorrow.
It's about jazzing your base, I guess. Hence, you get reports that Charles Barkley, the basketball great, will be there on Jones' behalf tonight. Well, you know the president has been robocalling on behalf of Roy Moore. Do these sort of outside players, big and as important as they are, all the way up to the President of the United States, and Barkley, of course, in the case of Jones, do they move the needle? Can they bring out the vote?
I don't believe that Barkley will, although he's very well respected in the state for his commentary and for his athletic prowess. I think that, and I had a chance to talk to more voters down there, and you can see it on YouTube if you type in my name. In listening to what the voters had to say, their priority was sending someone who would not undermine the Trump agenda. Alabama is one of Donald Trump's strongest states. And the objective also was to send someone who they believed was a true conservative who is prepared to fight for conservative values. There's a tremendous amount of aggression, Neil. It's outright passion, and there's anger against both sides. And I got to wonder how long it's going to take for the state to heal itself after this election, because it really is torn itself apart.
The big issue for Democrats is that they quietly hope that Moore wins, because that would always be an albatross around the neck of Republicans. What do you make of that?
Nobody ever hopes to lose an election, no matter what they say. That's just political posturing. The Democrats want to send a message across the bow, and let's face it, if you elect a Democratic senator in Alabama, that's going to scare the heck out of people in Washington, D.C. Conversely,
well, Frank Luntz there on his analysis of what is happening today. The polls are now opened up in Alabama, and, you know, only time will tell at this point. It's all up to the voters, which is what we've maintained all along. It's, you know, Scott, what really concerns me is that what does this race say about future races? I mean, if things can be turned upside down on allegations like this, especially 40 years old, I mean, all things are in play. I mean, you know, like, are we going to hear something that, you know, when you were 5 years old, you did something and, you know, you stole candy and that's going to disqualify you?
Well, apparently, you know, if there is a squeaky clean, somebody that has never done anything wrong in their entire lives, I'd like to meet them. Secondly, if it was such a travesty and so horrible, why wasn't it brought up when he was a judge or when he was doing all
this?
This is all
the deal, and the victims will tell you. Look, if you've been a victim, you understand the shame that goes with it, how reticent you are to talk about this, and of course the problem is that you have with time is that you can lose some of the memory. Some of it gets washed and kind of homogenized in the imagination. Now, I say this, I'm not a psychologist, but with a psychologist, we're going to be talking again later on this morning with, you know, this also comes into play. So suddenly the voters and, dare I say, the country is held hostage by this. You know, it's an interesting dynamic that we're processing right now. But voters are making their minds up, and they're deciding who will be their next senator.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Your thoughts on this morning so far?
Well, number one, I'm very pleased that no one got killed, and I think we dodged a bullet. There's more that's coming. The last thing I want this guy to hear is you have a right to remain silent. He should be held as a suspected enemy combatant. We should take several days here to figure out who he is and not read him as Miranda rights. Prosecuting him is not going to be difficult. I want to hold him under the law of war and gather intelligence.
You know, and people hear you say that, and they think it sounds so obvious. Why wouldn't that be the case, Senator? Why would he not be treated as an enemy combatant?
I can't think of a reason why he would. Clearly, he's not trying to rob anybody. He was trying to commit an act of terrorism. He should be held as a suspected enemy combatant and interrogated under the law of war. He's apparently a allegiance soldier of the caliphate, and I'm urging the Trump administration to reject the law enforcement model and reject Obama's policies of turning the war into a crime.
This is the second terrorist attack that we've seen in New York City in a couple of months now, Senator Graham. And when you look back at that attack, when a terrorist drove a rental truck down a busy jogging path in lower Manhattan, killed many people, he was not treated as an enemy combatant. What was the situation there?
Well, they read him as Miranda rights. They charged him in federal court. They gave him a lawyer. I've been a military lawyer all my adult life. We're fighting a war, not a crime. Under the law of the war, when you capture an enemy prisoner, somebody who's the soldier of the caliphate, you can hold them for intelligence gathering purposes. The last thing a terrorist needs to hear is you have a right to remain silent and a right to a lawyer. Under the law of war, you don't get lawyers. You get held in military custody and interrogated. And we didn't do that with the truck guy. And you'll never convince me the best way to gather intelligence is to read somebody their Miranda rights and put them in federal court. I don't mind this guy being tried in civilian court. It'd be easy to prove his case. What I object to vehemently is treating him as a common criminal. I want to know everything about him. I want to know how he got radicalized. He may be an isolated lone wolf, but you don't know yet. I want to spend some quality time with this guy finding out all we need to know about what got him to where he is today.
How do you predict the president?
There's Lindsey Graham, you know, talking about the bomber from yesterday. And he makes some great points here, Scott. I mean, you have somebody coming in outside of the country. He was all part of the chain migration, of course, which you're going to hear a lot more of, from Bangladesh, of all places. And since 2005, it looks like there's been 141,501 immigrants from Bangladesh alone, and he happened to be one of the most fortunate ones, and of course his way of saying thank you America is trying to blow himself up.
Yeah, In this case, I guess I agree with what he wants to do, but the...
You mean Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, with Lindsey Graham, yes. Yeah, no, I don't agree with the guy that's trying to blow himself up.
Right.
In fact, I think he's a moron, and his reasoning behind the whole thing is even dumber. I don't know. I always get edgy when people want to give up. Obviously, like I said, in this case, it makes total sense to you know, go against this guy as if he's an enemy combatant, because he's admitted to being an enemy to being an enemy of the country.
Right.
But how? Where does that line get drawn? And this is always my concern with the government. Call me crazy or whatever here. But when they start talking about taking rights away, who determines when those rights are taken and by who?
Well, I think what Lindsey Graham is saying is that's spelled out, but they're just not enacting it, and that maybe they need to reaffirm it. Again, you know, this is when we get into the super vetting stuff, and you've heard me say, you know, why are we worried about super vetting? Why don't we just vet? You know, so there are laws that are in play here. Why don't we deal with those laws? Because, you know, times have changed. You know, it's a new war in which we're fighting. And the thing is that you find kind of ironic is everybody in the world knows that America is the target of war. We've had several countries declare war on us, but America doesn't know that. We don't seem to understand it, and we accommodate, and we're living life like as if we're not at war. And guys like this come in and do this kind of damage, and, you know, there's no follow-up on it, to Lindsey Graham's point.
Well, it also shows you how spoiled we are as a country. We still believe that everybody views religion around the world the way we view it, to where, you know, you have the freedom to do be whatever religion you want to be, right?
Right, right.
And we're really one of the only countries that truly looks at it that way. Mm. You know, there's some in Europe and things like that, but go try and be any other religion in the Middle East, right? Good luck.
Well, try and be a Christian in parts of the Middle East. It's not going
to
work.
Yeah. So so we always like to put our viewpoint on the world on everybody else, as if they share the same values, the same moral fiber that makes us who we are.
Yeah,
that
we're imposing our viewpoint on them, and that's insanity, and this is what's getting us in trouble. We assume that everybody comes here to the United States, looks at United States of America as we do, as just a golden opportunity. You know, he got out of Bangladesh, okay, so, you know, he's able to come here as part of the chain migration, and comes here, and as his neighbor said, this guy wasn't a very, you know, he hadn't adjusted well. He wasn't a happy camper. He had issues. And, you know, so these things we need to evaluate when somebody comes into the country. You know, are you friend or foe? And where we continue to be in touch with them to a certain degree, and where they're, you know, through some period of time in this adjustment period, that we determine that, hey, you need to come back and, you know, to do a follow-up interview just to make sure everything's fine. Oh, you got a job, you got this, okay, you're moving down the road of assimilation here. You're doing fine, and hopefully it would give us an opportunity to see any warning signal that would come up with somebody, don't you think?
Yeah, I 100% agree with what you just said, but maybe it's time that we stop selling an American dream and lay it out for people. This country is very much so what you want it to be.
Right.
But it takes hard work. There's nobody that just gets a free, that magically, Bill Gates didn't wake up one morning and was magically
a gazillionaire.
Yeah. Same with, you know, all your successful people here. Even a Bill Martinez, right?
Yeah, right.
You didn't just wake up one morning and all of a sudden you had a radio show that was just all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had to work for that.
Right.
So we need to stop selling it as a dream. It is something that is very attainable, but it takes hard work, and you have to be dedicated to chasing what you want.
Well, they say that 85%, to your point, Scott, 85% of the, you know, multimillionaires and on up are self-made, you know, so only about 15% have been part of a, you know, family transfer. And so some might argue, well, the reason being is that because of the death tax and other things that have been in play, it's kind of minimized that number. And that's a whole nother conversation. But yet, as it stands right now, 85% of the multimillionaires, like you say, to your point, it's that they've done it themselves, you know, from the ground up. Anyway, the conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Chime in. Let us know what you think. You can tweet us at BMartinezLive or email me at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
It's what we're fighting for and staying focused on, ladies and gentlemen, as we do everything we can to get this country back on track. And sometimes you just got to go back and review the basic principles of our U.S. Constitution. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Al Parada joins us now. He's the managing editor of The Stream, formerly the VP creative director for All Comedy Radio, Voice of America producer and Passion Arts minister at Living Faith Christian Church in Southern Cal. Al, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. I bet you almost wish that you were back in All Comedy Radio with you know, all the craziness that's going on in this political environment, huh?
I go both ways on it. One is, oh, these guys would make my job easier. And on the other hand, the satire, you can't do satire anymore because the truth is so far beyond it that you're wasting your time. So I go back and forth on that a little bit.
Well, I understand.
Right. The comedy, a lot of these people should be paying, a lot of these comedy writers should be, you know, paying, sending Christmas cards and baskets to people like Trump and Moore and the FBI because they're just making their life so much easier.
Well, I keep thinking, you know, who's the next Will Rogers? That's what we need in the environment right now is a good Will Rogers, just to kind of lighten things up a little bit, you know?
Yes, that would that actually is very true. Because to make a bigger point about what you're saying, Will Rogers looked at things with a twinkle. Too much of the comedy today, too much of the stuff we hear today is with malice.
Yeah,
and we it's gotten going back and forth.
It's gotten mean. I mean, what is it with our environment? Is this social media? Do we blame it on that? Do we blame it on the sequester? I mean, it is. It just seems to be so mean spirited these days.
I believe we stopped seeing people as people and thinking that we're all in it together. There's a sense of an us versus them, and them must be attacked, must be destroyed. Social media makes it easy, and as somebody who worked in comedy for 20 years, I know how tempting that is. It is 10 times easier to be snarky and obnoxious than it is to try to see the bright side of something or see something positive with the person you're interacting with. It is easy. I confess my sins, how easy that is to be.
Right.
I mean, it's a fight. And so we've fallen into it.
Al, and some of it is kind of a little bit of a mix. I mean, you know, and comedy is in layers. As you know, I mean, you know, you get the stuff that can be funny to one degree, and as you know, Lenny Bruce used to say, "You need us crazies." You know, he took it to the edges to kind of broaden things out a little bit, and you know, but at some point, you still have some kind of balance. But right now, it just seems that, you know, to your point, very dark and unfortunate. And I like you, I can't wait till we kind of return to our old normal. Because, you know, you look at, for example, like what we're talking about, what you've written about is what's going on in Alabama. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, it's crazy today. What's it going to be the day after?
I think the whole nation's going to want to take a shower. I mean, this one is just so, it's just so messy, so ugly, and just there's no winner in this, really. And that's the sad thing about it, because it's just a mess.
Well, the whole political process, I mean, what do you do? What happens the next time? I mean, now it's, you know, whatever rumor or allegation you can come up with, 40, 50 years old, it doesn't matter. Now, all of a sudden, that's in play, and that has an effect on elections, you know, just an allegation.
Yeah. There's a frenzy. It's a feeding frenzy, and you think that, you know, who wants to run? I mean, if everybody's you know, life is going to be an open book back to, you know, decades back to the Carter administration. it just makes it harder for people to want to go into it and get the good people.
Exactly.
It makes it harder.
Yeah, and without a doubt, I mean, people that run for office, I'm sure maybe, you know, Judge Moore and his wife have probably a couple times, you know, have said, you know, what were we thinking? You know, did we realize that it could get this bad? But, you know, this is, you know, why organizations vet the candidates the way they do so that this stuff doesn't come up. But, you know, this is a whole new environment, Al, where, all things, you know, it's no holds barred anymore.
Well, unless Christ is on the ballot, you're not going to have any perfect people.
Right, exactly.
So that's part. There has to be an element of grace involved. And again, if Judge Moore was did what he's accused of doing, and he's now lying about it, you're dealing with somebody who's lying right now, and he's going to face that judgment one way or other for that. But again, when you're going back to find anything from anybody's past that can be blown up, speaking generally, not just Judge Moore's case, but generally, anybody can be destroyed.
Exactly.
And what's the point? If you can't win your argument on the basis of the issues and your positions, but only by destroying somebody, maybe your positions weren't that strong to begin with.
Well, it's a tough choice in Alabama because in the midst of all these rumors, I mean, you still have the divide between the two parties. And, you know, here's a state that Donald Trump carried quite easily, solid double-digit numbers, over 30%. I mean, that's a huge spread. And, you know, and why? And the very basis of this is that you got Republicans. There's no way they're going to vote for a Democrat just on abortion alone, on the abortion issue alone.
Yes, and that's part of the key. This is one of those ones where the Democrats think they can grab a seat that's not really theirs. The people of Alabama are pretty clear about how they feel about things. I mean, they reelected this guy after he was tossed out of office twice, tossed out of his judge chair twice, and they reelected him again because they believe what he believes. And so
exactly.
The big question is, hey, when people go to the polls, and I guess they've already been voting with early voting, but when they go, are they sticking with their guy and their political values?
And that's
the big question of the day.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, as you've been seeing and we've been watching as well, these polls, I you know, give a little bit of credibility to these polls because we saw certainly what happened with Trump. You know, Trump was going to get absolutely trounced, and, you know, Hillary was going to be crowned queen, and that was a fait accompli until, you know, the voting came in.
Yeah, and even looking even in the primary, Judge Moore was up about 3 or 4 points in the polling, won easily, won by 8 or 9 or something like that.
Exactly.
So especially with, I think, deplorable type voters, you know, I can't imagine them talking to pollsters. So it just seems like I think whatever you see in the polls, I think Judge Moore would do better than what's in the polls.
Yeah, anymore, Al, when people are talking, they're always looking over their shoulder. They don't want to upset anybody. They want to have a conversation. You know, if it's at a restaurant and that sort of thing. But, you know, you can't even talk about this stuff on airplanes anymore. People are getting thrown off airplanes because they're getting so revved up, which is, you know, to your earlier point that you made, is that the contention is so extreme. It's, you know, there's no room for debate or reason. It's just my way or the highway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm maybe you too, but I know I've lost some friends simply because of political things, which to me seems really silly. You know, you go through the wars with people for decades, you know, and then all of a sudden you mention something positive about Trump, and all of a sudden they flipping you off and the whole nine yards. It's just crazy, and that's a sad thing. If I had my grown up Christmas wish, it would be that people would just chill out and realize it's just politics. It's not the real world.
Well, what started this whole thing, Al, is that we're all in this boat together. You know, and this is the United States of America. You know, yes, okay, you got your team and you got your team colors, but, you know, but don't forget the big team that we play on. The big team is the United, that's all of us winning. And, and the good news about this is hopefully, you know, that we have, you know, it's good that we have, you know, different points of view. And we cherish those areas, which is our First Amendment right, and areas, and I'd say college campuses, places of where we meet up, whether it's in churches or wherever we congregate, that we can reason together and have a conversation and share ideas. I mean, you know, that's, I guess you said it, you know, right on, Al, when you said our grown-up Christmas wish. Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Yes, it would be beautiful.
Well, Al Parada's been with us. He's the managing editor of The Stream. He's all ready for Christmas. He's checked his list, who's naughty, who nice. Everything's great at the Parada household, right?
Yes. Looking good for the season.
All right. Managing editor of The Stream, Al Parada. I'm Bill Martinez live. Al, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Well, the votes are underway in Alabama. We will keep you up to date. And, of course, we will find out by day's end who is the new senator from Alabama. Doug Jones or Judge Roy Moore. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Celebrating holidays and the new year, Sprint and Prince Royce are launching the Live Unlimited The Dreams Academy contest. Interested musicians and bands can upload a video showcasing their talents for a chance to win money and mentorship by Royce, helping turn dreams into reality. Entries must be in by December 31st. Supporters can vote for their favorite aspiring artists starting January 2nd. Prince Royce, award-winning artist and Sprint ambassador.
What's up, guys? It's Prince Royce. My friend and Sprint and I are excited to bring you the Live Unlimited Dreams Academy contest. The winner will receive $10,000 plus an in-person mentoring session with me. Make sure to enter and vote at sprint.com/dreams and share on social media using hashtags LiveUnlimited and contest.
Enter at sprint.com/dreams now. No purchase necessary. Must be 18. Ends at 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2017. See contest official rules for details, including specifics on eligibility and entry requirements needed to qualify. Void where prohibited.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas. May your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Waltzing our way into the holidays, why not, huh? Hey, we're back with you, America. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hopefully we're going to have a chance to talk with Brian Crabtree. He's the publisher of Talk40.com and TheRealEstateExperts.com. Also contributes to TownHall.com, Clash Daily, and DailyCaller.com. I want to talk about, FBI and what is going on with the Mueller prosecution. Boy, it is just one big messy story after another.
And it just seems like there's a lot of dirty hands here. And I was just reading this morning where McCabe, number two at the FBI, he's not interested in talking, you know, to the Senate investigation. Is the Senate Investigation Committee or the House that wants to have him over for a little talk about? And he's saying, you know, I'm too busy. No tengo tiempo para ti. You know, I don't have time for you right now. And so he's kind of straight arming the situation there. But wow, what a mess! I mean, and you've got of course Donald Trump's top lawyer, you know, calling for a new special counsel to probe the DOJ's dossier dilemma. I mean, it's like you keep pulling the string on this thing, and this gets messier and messier, and puts this whole investigation in a whole mess and tatters. You know, the president had tweeted last week that the FBI seems to be in tatters. And I got to imagine, you know, for the thousands of FBI agents, which we've had several former FBI agents on the show, it's got to be disheartening for them. Of course, they're, you know, as we've been told, they're busy about their work. They're not getting caught up in too much of the politics. But still, I mean, this reflects their badge and their career and what the FBI has always stood for. You know, it's like, you know, we know everybody's human and everybody has an opinion and they're going to have a particular political interest. But when it comes to the FBI, you can't let that political interest, you know, drive your worldview and drive how you operate investigations. And this is what seems to be the case more and more as we hear about, you know, the players and how they were entangled and, you know, the sentiment that was putting out there. I mean, You know, we talk about the Trump, derangement syndrome that has overtaken our country. I mean, to the point, as we were talking with Al Parada just a moment ago, you know, people can't have an open conversation about Donald Trump without getting somebody upset. And I mean, they're really upset. It's not like, hey, you know, I'd rather not talk about it. And, you know, kind of deal. I mean, friendships are being lost. I mean, really, this is what it's all come down to. And, you know, what has Donald Trump, you know, done to the country? You know, right now I see a lot of good. You know, for me, I look at it from, you know, just a fellow human being standpoint, that people get to dream again, that they're excited about their future, that the dreams that they've held back for the last 10 years or so are now being realized. I mean, to the point, can you imagine how crazy it was under the Obama administration, where a little girl couldn't even open up a lemonade stand on the corner? That was a problem. I mean, that's really silly. And that's how messed up it had become. And now Donald Trump comes in, who is a businessman, who many of us felt that that's what we needed. We needed somebody with some business acumen coming into the White House. But boy, what a job that he has before him. And that's why in that first week, if you remember when he came out of the Rose Garden, had that look on his face like, oh my gosh, what a mess. And this is really messed up. But you got to understand, as messed up as it is, and as it has been accepted to be, the forces that liked it being messed up because they were making a lot of money out of it, and they got their parking spaces, and they could go to all the cocktail parties. You know, they've been investing all these years into their careers and into the culture of the Beltway. And somebody comes in and, you know, pulls back the curtain and turns things upside down. They're not really happy about that. I mean, after all, you know, they earn their way into those special parties. And Donald Trump just walks in just because he's got money and he's not beholden to anybody, which is the other thing that most Americans liked, is that there wasn't a bunch of lobbyists hanging off of him and causing him to make statements like what President Obama said, that no lobbyists would be in his administration. And what happened? I mean, it didn't take long and we started having lobbyists in the administration. So why did he perceive it to be a bad thing before, and then, you know, a couple months later decided, well, maybe not so bad after all? All about money, all about influence, and Donald Trump isn't beholden to the same people that the people on the Beltway are beholden to. He's an outlier, and it drives them nuts that he didn't work his way in. He just came in because of his charm and notoriety, and he's there in the big chair, and they're not happy about it. And so they're doing everything they can to take him down. And this is really coming out loud and clear, not only in the landscape, the general landscape. I mean, you know, we talked about the divide that America is in. You know, 50% roughly, it's a 50-50 nation. But, wow, I don't think we realize that how much meanness within that divide that there is there, and to what depths the other side is willing to go. It's not about a fair fight anymore. I mean, it's like in a sense, it's almost like a civil war politically, because you got the Hatfields and McCoys going at it really, you know, with just as much passion. You know, people on Main Street America look at this and they're seeing that their government is slipping away, and they look back to the Constitution and go, wait a minute, the Constitution says this, and you got the liberal elites and progressives going, well, that's not exactly what they meant. No, that is exactly what they meant. This is the voice of Main Street America. And so now there's no, there doesn't seem to be any negotiating. There's no compromise between Main Street and Wall Street, if you want to say. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily just Wall Street as much as it is the ruling elites that we have allowed to run amok. And I say allowed because if this is a government of for by we the people, we only have ourselves to blame for it. And I believe Donald Trump, when he made that announcement in his inauguration, which was interesting, you know, the people said, oh, well, that's, you know, that's a dark speech, what he had to say. Well, a dark speech was, I guess, meant that when he said that he was returning the government back to the people, you know, for the people that have had control, I guess for them it was dark. But for Main Street America, it was quite uplifting and encouraging to think, wow, you're right. You know, we can have the government. But, you know, I think Main Street America and anybody else who wants us to be compliant with our U.S. Constitution has to understand this is really coming down to a war. This is an ideological war that is taking place right here in your zip code, right here in your neighborhoods, ladies and gentlemen. And you've got to be educated. You've got to know what you're talking about and what you're fighting for and what you're willing to fall on your sword on, you know. And this is how messed up it is that it's come down to this. And, you know, because, you know, the other side, I mean, this is what it is. Both sides are so ideologically fixed that, you know, the room for compromise is very, very limited. It's very tight. And I'm not sure. I mean, short of a revival, I'm not sure what's going to take place. You know my feelings about it, because I've maintained that, you know, without God in the center of this, the contention will continue. And we've got a big percentage of Americans that have turned their back on God. And then they question why this country is in chaos. I think it's a bit ironic and laughable, to say the least. Well, we'll keep talking. You keep listening. This is Bill Martinez.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the fresh start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Money, money, money. Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Prepare him and heaven.
Love the jazz lick, don't you? Lovely Rita. Hey, it's Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, we're talking. Samantha Mills Mao is with us. She's all set for Christmas and everything. You got everything all set up. This year, you and the husband unit decided you're going to change the rules, huh? You're going to just buy presents for one another? Because in the past, you know, every day's... You see, when you're young and in love, every day's Christmas, huh?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, we just did stuff for each other all the time. And we were like, you know, gifts aren't really important. That's not what it's about. But this year we decided, you know what, we're going to all, you know, because we always bought gifts for everybody else. But this year we decided, you know what, we're going to get it for each other too. And we got our first real Christmas tree. So that was exciting too.
Oh, you got the, oh, okay. All right. Hey, this is yeah. All the deal. It's all when you're, all part of the process. You go through it. You know, one year I got caught. The wife unit says, okay, what we're going to do is, we're going to focus on the kids and really focus on the reason for the season. I go, yeah, you know, cause I've always enjoyed that anyway and not make a big deal about gifts and everything. And she goes, as a matter of fact, she goes, I don't want you to buy me a gift. And I said, okay, well, that's hey, really, you know, just the kids. You don't want to get, no, I don't want you to get a gift. Now, you know, and you can't imagine, Sam, how many people I've told this story to, cause this cracks me up. Because I tell people this story, and right, they'll cut me off, and they'll go, you didn't listen to her, did you? I go, no. Of course I did. Of course I listened to her. And she says, and this comes from the woman, says, you know, the problem is you don't listen to me. But I listened to her, and so came Christmas morning, you know, the gifts are out there, and she's going, where's my gift? Oh.
Oh, no.
I mean,
like,
I'm like.
Remember this, you have to make a
I'm Homer Simpson. Oh,
hey!
You should just
keep a gift in the closet just for any random occasion that comes up. And it's like, where's my gift? It's like, oh, I got it right.
Yeah, I'm really here. I got you.
Right here, all right.
I got a deal from the radio station. It's salt and pepper shakers in the shape of a boot. How's that? Is that pretty good?
Hey, there you go. You have something, like, you make up a good reason for it to.
So what is it? What is it about? I mean, and I love, you know, I love the idea of giving and, you know, the gift season and all this sort of thing. I mean, and there's no question, you know, when God tells us it's better to give than to receive, you really appreciate this, you know, especially during this time of year. And of course, God set the perfect example of giving. And it's such a joy, to do this, but what is it between the species, between the sexes, that a woman can say something like that and a guy gets in trouble? Or is this,
I don't, you know,
this is probably a whole other segment, isn't it?
It could be, I'm sure it could be a mini series or something, but I think that women and men communicate differently. And I always joke with my husband, I'm like, hey, if I'm ever like fussing or saying anything like that, at least you know exactly what I'm thinking. You don't have to guess. But, you know,
The problem with guys are, is that women, you know, when they fuss and that, then we think we need to fix it. We go, okay, yeah, something's wrong. We got to fix it. And then, you know, I've learned after all these years, don't fix it. They just want you to, just want you to listen. And
that's fixing it right there.
Oh my gosh.
If you look at it like, that way, then you're fixing it right there.
It's like torture. I mean, you can't do that to a guy, you know, but women love to do that. And then if you don't listen, you see, for Scott, this never happens to Scott. And you notice that it never happens because he's not chiming in. Usually he'd be chiming in at this point and just say, Bill, you're an idiot. I don't even know why you're even bringing this up, because this never happens in our household. And I just can't imagine that you would do this. Yeah, exactly. He's going to be prepared now as a result of this brilliant exchange of how us guys can stay out of trouble. He's going to have a matching salt and pepper boot shape, you know, set there, you know, just in case, you know, he misses the point. She's expecting diamonds and goes, but I got you a matching salt and pepper shaker. I don't know why that came up. Anyway, lots of things to talk about that are probably much more opportune and meaningful for this season, and that is the viral videos that you've been checking out. We got a Tennessee Boys anti-bullying video, and I saw this. It's just gone nuts, hasn't it?
This video is really all over the place. The last time I checked, it was over 20 million views on Facebook, but I'm sure it's just, you know, quadrupled. You see it everywhere. And what happened was this young man, Keaton Jones, he came home from school, and he was upset because he had been bullied. And his mom took it, you know, took the opportunity. She videotaped what he was saying. And, I mean, it's really heart-wrenching to get through what he's saying, because you could just tell this young man has a sweetheart. Mm. And, you know, he's talking about himself being bullied. And she asked, you know, are other people being bullied too? And he's like, yes, and I don't understand it. And, you know, why would people treat me like this? Why would people treat anybody like this? Mm. You know, it's not nice. It's not right. And he's like, and then he ends it with saying, you know, it's going to get better. But you can tell that there's part of him, he doesn't know that it's going to get better. Like he hopes it's going to get better, but he doesn't know it. And what's ended up happening with Keaton was a whole bunch of celebrities have actually, chimed in, and they found out about his story, and people have invited him. One of the actresses from Pitch Perfect invited him to be her date to the opening of that movie, or Pitch Perfect 3.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, you know, from the Marvel comics, the Captain America. And, you know, Justin Bieber was saying what a great guy this young man was, because he wasn't just hurting for himself. He was hurting for everybody who's
there. Yeah. Wow.
And,
very cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love to see this being something that people take seriously, because I think years before, you've heard of people being like, oh, that's just childhood, that's just life, you just deal with it. But if we were getting bullied at a job or something, we would never put up with it like you have to in school. And, you know, I hope that him getting this attention will make things better for him and make people take a look at, you know, are there kids getting bullied? Are there
exactly
kids being the ones that are the bullies?
And I think it's positive for celebrities. I mean, they've been getting a bad rap recently because they've been associating with all seemingly, you know, hot topics that really don't fit. But, you know, when they do the right thing, you know, like this, they really elevate themselves, and, you know, good for them for participating. Hey, let's talk about this intuitive husband who saved his wife's life.
This story is crazy. This is actually up in Canada, in Okanagan.
Oh, yeah, Okanagan, yes, and, yeah. You notice I stayed away from it, but I knew it was Canada, and I'd get fixed on Okanagan, you know, I'd get fixed on.
This is absolutely like an amazing story. You know, we're talking about guys being, you know, intuitive, and this guy actually. So he's been married for, his name's Trevor Koenig, and he's been married for 33 years, and his wife likes to go for drives, and last week. You know, he hadn't heard from her. He tried calling her, and she had accidentally left her phone at home. And he just got this feeling like something's wrong. I know something's wrong. So he ends up driving over 90 miles, like slowly on the side of this road that, you know how much.
90 miles. Wow.
It was 90 miles, and he ended up finding her. It was 150 kilometers. I had to do the math, make sure.
Yeah, right.
Make sure I'm like reading that right. And he ends up seeing, you know, he's just going about 25 miles an hour looking on the side of the road, trying to figure out what happened. He knew something must have happened, and he ended up finding her. He sees the car had veered off, and she had actually gotten out of the car trying to get to the side of the road, and he thought she was dead by the time he found her, but then she blinked.
Oh,
and
my God.
She's going to be okay. So thank God he trusted his intuition. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's true love. I mean, you can drive 90 miles looking for your wife off of gut instinct and intuition that, you know, there's danger here. An Uber driver's act of kindness toward a heartbroken passenger from out of town. Tell us about that.
I love this story. Mm-hmm. I love this story because, you know, you think about, like, women, like, just seeing women come together and be supportive of each other. This is a Twitter user. Her name's actually La Lopa, and she's an Uber driver. Mm-hmm. And she has a friend. She had a girl that came in her Uber, and she was just asking about her day. You know, this is down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And the girl ends up breaking down, and she's like, she came in from Texas. She came to see a guy who ended up kind of, you know, blowing her off. And so she's been in Florida this whole time, just stuck in her hotel room and just not knowing anybody and heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl, the Uber driver, you know, she could have just dropped her off and gone on with her day and, you know, maybe patted her on the back. But she's like, no, you know what? I'm going to invite her out, and I'm going to show her what makes Florida great. And I know that, you know, you'd be a big fan of this, too. You know, she took her out with her friends, and they just had a blast. And, you know, she has all these different pictures with them out there. And she's just like, you know, I want her to forget about that. I want her to have a great time here. And, you know, maybe they'll make a lifelong friendship. I love to see stories like this.
That's awesome. Well, good for her sharing some Florida hospitality. Now, here's another one. You're giving back dignity. Meet the man who fits dentures for the homeless outside the GPO. What's this?
Okay, so Kevin Shanahan, this is actually in Ireland, outside of Dublin, Ireland. And, you know, he was talking about, like, a lot of people who are homeless in that area actually, you know, they're, like, losing their teeth. They're not able to maintain dental care. And because they don't have addresses, they can't get help, you know, from the medical plan through, you know, whatever they have there in Ireland. And he's like, you know, when they lose their teeth, they just, you can just tell they're losing part of themselves. So what he does is every Friday, he fits about 20 people for dentures. And it only takes him about an hour and a half to an hour, or an hour and a half to 2 hours to see everybody. But it takes him 15 to 20 hours a week to get all their dentures ready. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow, that is so cool. What a great story. Hey, this and others are at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go to Sam's Corner. Samantha Danielle Mao is there, and she gives us these viral videos that we can share with one another and enjoy and brighten the season for you. Sam, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.